This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great nation, and in fact, I believe the greatest nation, even though there's a new ranking of all the nations in the world to determine which is number one. The United States is rated number six, which is better than a lot of prior ratings about the happiest nation or the most socially equal nation. Why is the United States rated number six and not number one? The primary reason, according to this new ranking based on U.S. News and World Report, they work together with the Wharton School of Business at University of Pennsylvania, which is the alma mater of President Trump, of Ivanka Trump, and I believe that Don Jr. also went to Wharton. But in any event, why is the U.S. not ranked higher than number six? Because of race relations. We're ranked absolutely on the bottom. Does anyone really believe that? That race relations in the United States are worse than anywhere else? Anywhere else in the world? Worse than China, where they're in the midst of a genocide against the Uyghurs? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will get to that. We'll tell you which nation is rated at the very top. We will also be speaking more about the reactions to a number of crucial stories. One of them, of course, the ongoing reaction to the Georgia election law with a Democratic senator, very liberal Democratic senator, saying to some of his liberal allies, hey, cut it out. Don't boycott Georgia. And then a statement from a Nikki Haley today about her potential candidacy for president of the United States. Most people, including me, assume that she will run, and that she will run no matter what, and that she'll run no matter who else is in the running. She's been setting herself up for that. Well, she says maybe not. We will get to that, and also get to the charge of a Republican senator, actually, that I don't think is very useful, a charge regarding President Biden's mental capacity and whether or not he is really in charge of his own administration. Okay, first off, this question of which countries in the world are the very best. The number two in the list is Japan. It's the only one that isn't either part of the Anglosphere, in other words, part of the former British Empire, or in Western Europe. I'll give it away. The number one country in the world, it's been ranked at number two and number three in previous analysis by these same experts. And this is all based on quality of life and what they call social purpose. Social purpose means your ability to rise, your ability for social mobility, for equal justice, et cetera, et cetera. The number one country in the world is Canada, at least according to U.S. News and World Report. Japan second. Germany third, which is just incredible. And by the way, if you haven't been to Germany, it's a very impressive country. It does, it works. It functions. And again, it's considering the horror that that country perpetrated on the rest of the world and on itself some 70 years ago, this is remarkable that Germany should be number three. Number four, Switzerland. Switzerland has always been a remarkable country that does something better than anybody else historically, which is to fuse together people who speak different languages. There's an Italian part of Switzerland. There's a French part of Switzerland where they speak French, where they speak Italian. The largest segment of Switzerland is German and speaking German. And then there's a section of Switzerland where they speak Romance, which is a Romance language, which is distinctive in a tiny little corner of Switzerland. It has very weak federal government. It is all canton-run local governments. They have a flat tax that is shockingly low. Last I checked, it was 11%, which sounds pretty good. And again, if you haven't been to Switzerland, Switzerland's amazing and really, really impressive. So, okay. Canada, Japan, Germany, Switzerland, Australia, and then the United States. And after the United States, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Sweden, and the Netherlands. Okay, it's not a ridiculous list. And I understand one of the reasons that they put the United States there, but the main reason that the United States is not ranked number one, they say in this analysis published together with the study, is it says that it's very striking that as part of the rankings report, U.S. News investigated whether the attempted insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th affected America's image in the eyes of the world. And why the nation, which ranked near the bottom for the racial equality metric, can't overcome its original sin of slavery and other injustices. By the way, that ranking near the bottom for the racial equality metric is ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous. They just did a major study, very controversial, in Great Britain, which is also high on this list. But in Great Britain, there's great concern about the communities of color in Britain, which are, by the way, much smaller than the United States. Britain remains over 85% what is called white. And the big minority group in Britain that feels that there are 800,000 people of Polish nationality who live in Britain, but they are considered white. The idea that Brazil, for instance, has terrible oppression of the more than one-third of Brazilians who are black. There were far more slaves brought to Brazil. And the idea that America can simply not overcome the original sin of slavery, when people use that term original sin, it makes it sound like America originated it, which, of course, is ridiculous, is ahistorical, and is not true. How the U.S. sees itself is far different from how the rest of the world sees it. Only 53% of those surveyed around the world believe that America is a good role model in a functioning democracy. Considering the election we just ran through, I'm not surprised at that. But despite that election, more than 66% of Americans, on the other hand, agreed with a statement that America is a good role model as a functioning democracy. I think that America is, though there is a big new piece in Atlantic Magazine about what the writer, a former aide to Harry Reid, has something to say, by the way, about packing the Supreme Court. We'll get to that. But a former aide to Harry Reid says that American democracy is under dire threat. Why? Because of a doom loop. That means that white conservatives dominate the country, even though white conservatives in no way represent anything like a majority of the country. This is a doom loop that rigs everything, at least according to this article, and prevents liberals from acting on their actual majority sentiment. We will get to that issue and much more coming up on what I believe still represents the greatest nation on God's green earth. We'll also cover the bottom 10. I can't believe they left off North Korea, but they did. We will get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free. Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the best and the worst countries on the world, according to a new, very intensive survey and analysis, and it breaks down into a whole number of metrics, and it was formed in partnership by U.S. News and World Report and the BAV Group, a unit of global marketing, Communications Company, VMLY and R, and the Wharton School of Business of the University of Pennsylvania. It's based on a survey asked of more than 17,000 people from four regions across the planet to assess perceptions of 78 countries on 76 different metrics. Okay, the worst countries on Earth, apparently overall, are Iraq. Wow, ouch. Is the worst of all. El Salvador, second, which might help to explain why so many El Salvadorans are desperately trying to get into the United States and helping to create a real immigration crisis. Serbia is ranked the third from the bottom, then Belarus, former part of the Soviet Union, Lebanon, which is actually one of the more functional countries in the Middle East, is ranked 74th. Uzbekistan, well, at least the glorious nation of Kazakhstan, Borat Sagdiyev will be pleased to hear, the glorious nation of Kazakhstan beats those Uzbek. He actually, for people who haven't seen Borat, in his fictional version of Kazakhstan, they're constantly trying to put down the Uzbeks. They're one above Uzbekistan. Then Ukraine, which doesn't deserve to be ranked that low. Oman, which is one of the oil emirates, the Gulf emirates, does not deserve to be ranked that low. And then Guatemala. Okay. And there's one aspect of this that makes me question these entire rankings, is when you start looking at the most powerful country in the world, they brought up that China, when it comes to power, is now number two. And it had been number three, the United States' most powerful country in the world. But before this year, they had ranked Russia as the second most powerful country in the world, and that's ridiculous. Japan, Germany, the United Kingdom are more formidable countries. Germany and Japan, not so much, but the United Kingdom is a formidable country militarily, and all three of those countries have real economic power. The idea that China is now the second most powerful nation in the world, they rank China 17th overall and rising. What they write here is corruption is one common denominator for the countries that placed at the bottom of the 2021 best countries rankings. Many countries that ranked lowest overall also had poor scores on the corrupt attribute. This includes Iraq, which ranked at the bottom of the list both overall and in terms of corruption. What, of course, that indicates is some doubts about what we achieved by going to war in Iraq, but that's a completely separate question. With Canada ranked as number one, not everything is coming up roses for the land of maple leaves and hosers and basically ice and snow or whatever else you want to associate with Canada, the number one country in the world. In fact, there is one story where I think we can actually blame Canada. Now, of course, when I need to say this because I was recently accused by a writer of having an insane prejudice against Canadians. I don't. I actually love Canada. It's one of my favorite countries in the whole world. Let me just say that. And I think that this was done on South Park as basically a bit of humor, because really, Canada is a peaceful, prosperous, democratic, and not corrupt, and beautiful country. Now, having said that, this is not so beautiful. There's a headline. It says, officials put huge fence around anti-quarantine church to protect public. Where? Edmonton's Grace Life Church has been complaining for months about how public health measures meant to limit the spread of COVID-19 are impairing their right to worship and community. Now they really have lost that right, and they have no one to blame but themselves. Last week, following packed services on Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Alberta Health Services shut down the church entirely by erecting a chain-link fence around the building and parking lot to prevent access. And a member of parliament named Derek Sloan came over to Grace Life Church in Edmonton and spoke with Pastor James Coates, who's now in jail. Their conversation sounded like this.
They have locked us out of our facility, and so until we indicate that we're willing to comply with AHS's health orders, we are not going to have access to our facility, and so we're going to have to figure out and determine how we're going to gather going forward. And then as far as my time in jail, it was challenging in certain respects and yet a blessing in many other respects. I had ample opportunity to share the gospel. I was able to lead Bible studies with some of the men that were there, and had many guys come into my door to speak with me and share their life with me, and I was able to share the gospel with them. And to kind of show you even some of the support and affection that I had while I was in jail, when I left the pod that I was on, you could already begin to hear the inmates in their cells beginning to bang on their doors as they anticipated me leaving, and I turned around and I waved to the whole pod, and the place began to shake as they demonstrated their solidarity, banging on their doors, and it was really an amazing moment. And so even in the remand center here in Edmonton, there's support from the inmates for what we're doing here at Grace Life Church.
Okay. Do I think it's a good idea for them to defy the government rules and for this poor guy to be sent to jail? Probably not, but it, nor is it a good idea for the government to be so extreme as to shut a church, to close it down for health violations. More on this story and more on President of the United States and his tweets. No, not President Trump, President Biden. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police clashed with rioters and looters for a second night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday. Law enforcement describing the shooting death as an accidental discharge. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott also calling a news conference on Tuesday to announce that Officer Kim Potter, the cop who shot Wright, and Police Chief Tim Gannon have both resigned. The mayor also getting an earful from community activists. One activist even asking why certain laws are enforced. President Biden is warning Russian President Vladimir Putin about the country's aggressive moves against Ukraine. When the two leaders spoke over the phone, Biden addressing it and suggesting a summit in a neutral third country in the coming months. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show concerning this ongoing confrontation with the Grace Life Church in Edmonton. There's a website called The Friendly Atheist, which is, of course, very much opposed to the church, and they compare it to a restaurant. They say since last July, the Alberta Health Services has received more than 100 complaints about Grace Life's failure to comply with COVID protocols. They have conducted 18 separate health inspections, noting violations of every single one. Just imagine allowing a restaurant with that kind of track record to continue serving the public, as its owners and patrons continuously argue that the right to run a business outweighs the risk of fatal food poisoning. Okay, this is not the same. If people don't want to go to this church, they certainly don't have to. And to use the force of the state, they use the RCMP, the Royal Canadian, to help install this fence, which is really ugly and physically closes down the church. There's a statement from Erin Coates, who's the wife of the pastor, while her husband was in jail over this issue. And she said, now they've chained the doors of Grace Life Church and closing in chain link fence. This is all under the guise of a health order. Too bad the church isn't a building. It's a blood-bought people. Christ has and will prevail. I pray for all the pastors and Christians that still think this is about a virus and health order. Clearly, our charter and criminal code mean nothing as long as the government can come up with a good enough story to disregard it. Now, my understanding is over this past weekend, they did conduct some services without violating rules, not in the normal church premises. But honestly, one would hope that the government would want to pull back from this kind of open hostility to a church service, and that the leaders of the church would be reasonable enough to try to work this out. Because to have this kind of life and death confrontation, when Canada, like the United States, like most other nations in the world, is battling some very serious health impacts, that's a real problem. And speaking of the United States and our ranking and our democratic future, there's a very extensive and controversial piece in The Atlantic. Now, The Atlantic has some very fine articles in it that are analysis of what is going on in the country, what's going on in our culture, what's going on in the world of ideas. This is not one of them. This is, to me, a ridiculous and extreme piece. It is called How to Stop the Minority Rule Doom Loop. And what they say is that there were four crises that President Biden faced coming into office: climate change, racial justice, the economy, and COVID-19. Okay? Not necessarily in that order. But after a few weeks of fast action on a pandemic relief plan, a fifth crisis will determine the fate of the rest of his administration and perhaps the fate of American democracy itself. The minority rule doom loop, by which predominantly white conservatives gain more and more power, even as they represent fewer Americans. The doom loop consists of interlocking components. Candidates who represent white conservatives, Republicans, begin every election cycle buoyed by a sluice of voter suppression and gerrymandering, what I call electoral welfare, which makes it easier for them to win. Then anti-democratic features of the American system that have always existed but never benefited one party over the other in any systematic way help those same candidates take control of institutions such as the White House and the Senate, despite winning fewer votes and representing fewer people than their opponents. The net effect of the doom loop is a growing divergence between the agenda of the government and the will of the governed, an untenable dynamic in any democracy. With democratic control of Congress hanging by a handful of seats, the next 2 years might be the country's last chance to stop this cycle. Okay, so what does he see as the last chance? He's pushing for adding four automatic Democratic seats to the U.S. Senate. How? By making Puerto Rico a United States state. It would be the 51st state or the 52nd state, and Washington, D.C. would be the 51st state. That means that the Senate today, which is tied 50-50, would suddenly go, if everybody else held their seats, to 54 Democrats, to fairly comfortable and durable and lasting Democratic domination of the Senate. And what is that based on? The ridiculous idea that Washington, D.C., which already has home rule, which already has its local mayor, city council, local court system, it functions. Why do they want statehood? Because it's two automatic Democratic seats. And why is that? Because so many people who live in Washington are involved with the company business in town, the company business, federal government. And part of why they always made the federal capital separate from the rest of the country is precisely that fear that the federal capital becomes dominant and its interests become dominant over all of the other states in the union. And that idea of Washington, D.C., which already holds an excess of power, it's also the Washington, D.C. area includes many of the wealthiest, most prosperous counties in the country. And if you want to give those 700,000 people who live in D.C. already have the right to vote for president, and they do, an automatic three electoral votes that D.C. receives, same as Wyoming, same as Vermont, same as Montana, which is vastly larger in land area, D.C. gets those electoral votes. What they don't get is two members of the U.S. Senate, which is what they want and what this article calls for. It also calls for an end to the filibuster, and it also calls to an end to the idea that all the various states, regardless of size, and they're right, California has 70 times the number of people as Wyoming, but each state has two U.S. senators. Why is that? That was the great constitutional compromise, the constitutional convention, that allowed the convention to succeed and has allowed America to succeed and to maintain its status as a federal republic. But by striking that and all of a sudden giving California something like 55 U.S. senators, making the U.S. Senate the same kind of apportionment as the U.S. House based solely on population, doing that would defeat the entire purpose of having a separate Senate, which is protecting the rights of small states. Not all of those small states are conservative. Vermont is a small state with only 3 electoral votes, with only 1 member of Congress. And Vermont is one of the most liberal states in the Union. Hawaii is a small state. Hawaii is a state with 4 electoral votes, 2 members of Congress. And Hawaii is, again, one of the most democratic and most liberal states in the country. The whole theory about this, and of course relating it to racism, and he brings up John C. Calhoun and slavery, goes to one of the key lies about our current divisions in America. And it has to do with that America is rightly divided into white people versus all non-white people who have something in common. We will get to that lie and why it's so decisive and corrupting coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's 3 Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show, talking a little bit about the what is called the Minority Rule Doom Loop. This is a piece in Atlantic Magazine by Adam Gentleson, who is a former aide to Harry Reid. He points out things like the idea that in today's Senate, which is evenly split at 50 seats per party, there's a bias toward predominantly white small states. That means that Democrats represent 41 million more people than Republicans. Part of the reason for that is not because of the small states, it's because of big states like New York and California, where there basically is no real competition right now. Because the Democrats are so overwhelmingly favored, that was particularly true during the Trump era, but it was true even before that. And the Democrats run up the votes in those big states, and for a lot of the medium-sized states, if you will, that actually decide the election, and Florida is not a medium-sized state anymore. It's one of the biggest states in the country. It's the third largest population state in the country. And Florida is always close, and it helps decide the election. But even when President Trump wins, as he did this year and as he did in 2016, he wins in Florida by a couple of percent, whereas the Democrat wins in California by 20%, which amounts to all those extra votes. And that's one of the reasons that Senate disequilibrium is there. The interesting thing about this article is he talks about an attempt to amend the Constitution and get rid of the Electoral College, which was made in 1969, the first year of the Nixon administration. Nixon won the presidency by very narrowly beating Hubert Humphrey in the popular vote. He won more decisively with the electoral votes. There were 5 states that were carried by George Wallace. And people were very worried because there was a real chance that George Wallace could have carried some of those additional southern states. And the entire election would have gone to the House of Representatives. And who knows what would happen then. So at that point, they actually passed in the House of Representatives a constitutional amendment to get rid of the Electoral College. But they didn't get the 2/3 they needed in the Senate, and that's a good thing. It does seem to me that when people focus on the quirks of the Electoral College, and you take a look, there were only 1, 2, 3, 4, there have only been 5 elections with all of our 46 presidents. There have only been 5 elections where somebody lost the popular vote, but then won the Electoral College. Only 5. And yes, two of them have been recent Republican presidents, President Trump in 2016 and President Bush in 2000. But the idea that we know, even going into a campaign, how the election is going to be decided, and the fact that that shapes a strategy that takes into greater account local concerns and the separate existence of independent states, quasi-independent states, if you will, it does seem to me that it's worth preserving. In any event, the Wall Street Journal, just a couple of days before the appearance of this big article in Atlantic, wrote their own piece called Targeting the U.S. Senate. And they say this. This is a lead editorial. Between the drive to eliminate the legislative filibuster and the campaign to add new states for partisan advantage, the U.S. Senate hasn't been under this much political pressure since the passage of the 17th Amendment for the direct election of senators in 1913, more than 100 years ago. The enduring influence and legitimacy of America's legislative upper house has long distinguished the U.S. from many less stable democracies. But a new majoritarian ideology threatens to upend that achievement. And this is very good, and what the Journal is saying is very true. We've always had in this country the idea of concurrent majorities. In other words, it's not enough to win the majority vote in one house of the legislature. You need to win a majority vote in the Senate. You need to win a majority vote in the House. You need to have approval by the executive branch, or you're going to need a supermajority to overcome the executive branch. And you're going to have to pass muster by a majority vote on the Supreme Court if there's a constitutional challenge to legislation you've just passed. This means it's hard to change stuff, which is exactly what the founders wanted and what the Senate is there to help to guarantee. I was struck by the fact that Harry Reid, who I don't remember very fondly, the senator from Nevada, and Harry Reid, and this is clip four, Jeremy, spoke about this Judicial Reform Commission, which was actually a pretty balanced commission that was chosen by President Biden. There are a number of people who are judicial and legal conservatives on that panel. And people do not believe that the commission is going to end up pushing to add seats to the Supreme Court for a court cap packing scheme, which a lot of people have worried about. Harry Reid on CNN gave further encouragement. Listen to what the former majority leader had to say.
Do you think it's a good idea to add seats to the Supreme Court?
I think we should be very, very careful in doing so. I have no problem with the commission, but I think that the commission is going to come back and disappoint a lot of people, because I think they're going to come back and say we should just kind of leave it alone. I think it would be inappropriate at this time, after the long history we've had in the country, have term limits for judges. I think that we better be very, very careful in saying that we need to expand the Supreme Court. I think we better be very, very careful.
And look, that's a very good sentiment. I would note that Harry Reid is the former boss of this guy who's writing about all kinds of radical changes to push in this more majoritarian direction. And then there's John Ossoff. John Ossoff, the new senator from Georgia. And with everyone freaking out and these corporate heads and Major League Baseball, everybody favoring a boycott of his state that he's representing, how does he feel about it? Listen to what John Ossoff, Senator John Ossoff, had to say. This is clip one.
No, I don't support any boycott of the state of Georgia. In fact, the economic growth that's been so extraordinary in the last 20 years is a big part of what's driven political progress. Georgia welcomes jobs and investment, and I don't think that moves to boycott the state are constructive. But it's also a fact that bad public policy is bad for business, that legislation that politicizes election administration and restricts access to the ballot for black voters and Democratic-leaning voters is driving business away from our state. And this should be a very clear signal to our Republican state legislature that they're playing with fire when they abuse their authority to try to rig the rules of election administration to gain a partisan edge. And it's why we need to repeal this restrictive voting law that they passed.
Okay, at least he's finally saying something about what they actually want, which is to repeal the so-called restrictive voting law. Here is the problem for Senator Ossoff and the problem with his whole argument. It's not a restrictive voting law. There's nothing uniquely Jim Crow. I mean, when President Biden says this makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle, whatever that means, it is a ridiculous and obscene comparison. The main restriction that the bill provides, and the only real restriction, is that you have to show an ID when you vote by mail, just as you have to show an ID when you vote in person, which you already have to do in Georgia. And it hasn't stopped these record-high black turnouts that you had last time. Not all of those black voters who voted and helped to win the state for Joe Biden, not all of those folks were people who voted by mail. And this whole idea, and you say, well, how do you possibly show an ID? What you do is you give the last numbers of your driver's license, you give the last numbers of your Social Security card, or you ask the state for your own voter ID card, which you can then use, which has a number that is issued to you, making sure that you are, in fact, a U.S. citizen, that you are who you pretend to be or who you say you are. The idea of showing some ID when voting is so widely supported, a majority of Democrats support it. And this big lie being repeated again and again and again that this bill, this change, actually restricts voting or represses people from exercising their constitutional rights, that's a line that isn't worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.